The last election is causing one food-focused nonprofit to consider more rural outreach. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
All-terrain vehicles have become standard equipment on farms and ranches. While useful for work, they're also recreational, but they can pose a safety issue for kids in particular. Make sure operators wear helmets and are schooled in safe use. High-speed crashes and rollovers can be avoided. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The Baltimore-based nonprofit Food Tank is hoping to move agriculture in the U.S. to a more sustainable model. But Food Tank President Danny Nierenberg says the political climate in the country may not support that. She points first to President Trump's trade stance.
That means food prices are going to go up because we'll be importing more food. And I think that people are finally realizing that we can't do things the way we've been doing them, that we need to have more regenerative practices in place.
Nierenberg was hoping to make progress toward a sustainable ag model this year.
I mean, I would like to think that we would do that we would have a transition model in place, but it doesn't seem like that's happening. It's not happening at the federal level here in the United States. I think it's going to be local and state folks who, work towards that transition.
Nierenberg says her organization is going to shift more of its outreach to connect with rural communities.
One of the best things about humans is the ability to change our minds about something we feel deeply about. And I want dialogue. I want conversation. I want civility and dialogue and understanding where those folks are coming from. Because a lot of farmers voted for Trump.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.